Well, like Ray Wright here, I wasn't sure how I got put into this session because it started with solar corridors, which was an interesting learning experience. But I must have planned to follow Heather because she gave you a really nice interview of our cold, wet climate. Here in Minnesota, Morris, Minnesota, we've got cool, wet conditions where if you talk to most of the farmers, they are generally unwilling to give up their tillage, primarily because they need to blacken up the soils and dry them out in the spring. And it's also predominantly corn and soybean rotations. So we've lost a lot of diversity from what we might have seen 50 years in the past. So this farming systems trial was established by my colleague Dave Archer in 2002 and ran through 2009, where we collected 8 years of yields. And I did follow this in the spring to look at some microbial biomass parameters. Within this 192 experimental plots, so ranging about 3 hectares of land space, we had a system tillage fertility and rotation treatments that were overlaid. These were done in a split plot arrangement where conventional tillage was, or conventional management was kept on one side of the block and organic on the other. And then within these split block patterns, we overlaid the 2x2x2 tillage fertility and rotation. Our conventional tillage system ran a moldboard plow, some disking, and some chisel till. And the, you know, what we wanted to do here was to compare this to a reduced tillage using the strip tillage with occasional no-till when we're going into the wheat alfalfa components of our rotation, and focusing on that strip tillage as a minimum method to get farmers to incorporate a reduced tillage, even though they, you know, as they do not like the no-till application. Our fertility treatments were either non-fertilized or fertilized in a rotation were 2-year by 4-year comparisons, where we kept the traditional corn-soybean rotation, and then the 4-year we had the corn-soybean wheat that was underseeded with alfalfa and alfalfa. And as you can see when we lay this out, we have 16 main systems that we were comparing. I am going to focus in this presentation on the colored ones, where we have conventional 2-year. This is our business as usual. And we were comparing that with the companion in the organic systems, but we also recognize that we have no fertility in our non-fertilized. So under the conventional system, we could consider that the low input because we were still using chemical applications for weed control, whereas in the organic system, there was no fertility as well as no chemical weed control. So that would be our no input system. So as I mentioned, we were focusing primarily on ways to give farmers alternative options to increasing the ability of their farming systems to be more sustainable by not exactly eliminating tillage, but minimizing that, but also trying to show that if you brought back diversity into the system, you can not only get an improvement in your soil quality, but that you might also see some improvement in yields. We wanted to look at that in comparison to organic cropping as well and see if adding, you know, the effect of adding manure in the organic systems might have other beneficial effects that we can isolate. So primarily we were focused on the economic returns. That was Dave Archer's deal. He was the economist on this experiment. He focused primarily on the first 4 years. Some of that data has been published. We haven't yet gotten to the economic analysis of the last 4 years. We also were evaluating some weed control effects, sustaining the soil fertility or improving soil fertility, and looking, of course, at crop productivity over time, and hoping that these minimum tillage diversity would increase all those benefits. And finally, we did evaluate a lot of these soil characteristics, some indicators of soil health, and hoping that we could also, again, show to these farmers that the more sustainable practices of minimizing tillage and increasing crop diversity would be beneficial. So management-wise, again, we followed each system in the 2 year with a winter fallow. In the organic, we had to maintain that organic certification practice, so we used a winter rye that followed corn for 5 years, and then we switched it to following soybean because we weren't exactly getting a lot of emergence in that system, so we switched it up. Incidentally, the yellow blocks indicate where we fertilized. So in this 2 year system, we fertilized only in the corn year. That got a pre-plant as well as a side dress, and the soybean in the conventional management also got a pre-plant. In the four-year rotation, we applied our fertility to wheat only. Usually that was also in the spring. There was 1 year in the organic system where we applied swine manure in the fall. That is when it becomes available, so that's when it had to go on. So again, we did do some tillage following that in the fall with moldboard plow or strip till for the two conventional till or strip till systems. As you can see over here, following the wheat alfalfa, we didn't use tillage because that alfalfa was growing. Although in some instances, especially in the organic production systems in wheat, we did use some harrowing to control for weeds. So our fertilizers were in the conventional management, of course, ammonium, anhydrous ammonium, ammonium nitrate, DAP for the phosphorus and potash. And we primarily did use composted dairy manure in the organic systems. Those were, again, only in the fertilized component, not the unfertilized component. Herbicides were always used. There was one time, I think, that we tried acetic acid in the organic system. Pesticides were applied to soybean, to control for soybean aphid, and this was not every year. I think there were maybe only 3 years over the whole 8 year system where we had to spray for soybean aphid. Again, we did no control for pesticides, no, we were just hoping for IPM management in the organic system. Incidentally, I think I should explain that in every year, every single crop was being grown. So we had a full entry into each part of the rotation expressed throughout the 8 years. So more details of this were published recently this spring online at the Renewable Agricultural and Food Systems publication. So climate-wise, of course, you get variability when you're looking at 8 years of production. Growing degree days did range up to about 3,500 in total. That is from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And I do want to point out that in 2007, we have some extremes where we did have the highest growing degrees year-long, but the lowest within that growing season. That was matched with the highest temperature average in the summer, but also fairly low low temperatures in the, we did reach some fairly low temperatures during the growing season. So even on a day during that summer growing season, we might have days where we're in 50 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, 10 degrees Celsius. That's when biological activity kind of stops. So our precipitation, of course, was much higher during the first 4 years of this production experiment and much more variable. Again, in 2007, we're getting more precipitation year round, but during the growing season, it was fairly low, but somewhat matched for the last 4 years, with the lowest precipitation, of course, occurring at the last end of the experiment, which is probably one of those reasons why we said, yeah, this is enough. So I'm going to focus on the yields over time. All these graphs will be presented in the same way. These are in megagrams per hectare. The conventional systems are shown with solid indicators and solid lines, the organic production systems, and the open indicators and dotted lines. And we go from the business as usual in red with the conventional tillage at the top in red and blue and strip tillage at the bottom. And then note that these green indicators, triangular ones, are the only non-fertilized systems that we looked at, those low input and no input. So what we did see over the average over the 8 years, that our conventional systems are, of course, for corn yields, performing much better than organic. And a lot of this was due to weed pressure over time. When we look at this, the variability, the conventional system did manage to keep those yields up regardless of the change in the climate that I indicated in the previous slide. But when we go to the low input system, we saw yields declining over the course of the experiment. Of course, that is because we're probably depleting the soil fertility there. In the organic system, we had, with these conventionally tilled practices, much higher yields, slightly variable, but conventional tillage was better for managing weeds. And when we look at these strip tillage systems, we see lots of yield drops and yield fluctuations. So for those of you who need to look at statistical comparisons, these circles indicate where the significances are separated, where they don't overlap. And again, you can see that organic strip tilled systems were poorly performing for most of these years during this experiment. So now we can say the corn conventional yields definitely higher, but occasionally, you know, you get some overlap in these years where the conventional tillage systems under organic production might have had matching yields. Some of these were also similar with that low input system. But then if we used strip tillage in the organic systems and, of course, no inputs, yields were definitely lower. Soybean yields sort of show the same trends, with conventional, of course, being on top. One thing to see is that we're getting a little bit closer in average with those conventionally tilled organic systems, but again, the strip tillage systems being much lower. Over time, a little bit more variability in soybeans. Some of these might be a dry year, as in 2006. Some of them might be the soybean aphid. And you can see that the conventionally tilled organic systems pretty much kept up, and a lot of those differences were not significant. And again, with a strip till, much lower. So separations are much greater here, with a lot of these organic and conventional systems overlapping and not significant. So then we again have that that they're generally the same, the low input, conventionally tilled organic, and conventional systems all performing about the same. Okay, so wheat yields, and I better rush, although I guess I could go into the question session unless everybody's gonna knock me down. A little bit different. So this green triangle is that low input, and that is now matching with the organic low input and strip till. Much more variability over time. Here we did stop wheat in that organic system because we had to control the alfalfa, so we wanted to grow it out and harvest 2 years in a row instead of just the 1 year. So we dropped that out of the practice. And then we moved into alfalfa. So you can see where we got the first year of harvest, the average yields on that alfalfa were much more reduced. Over here we have the conventional performing much better. Trends over time, a little bit more similar. Most of these, again, between conventional and organic, some of those, especially when we have the conventional tillage, again, in the organic, not different than conventional practices all over. So we did do the system productivity. This is just potential gross returns over time. This does incorporate the organic premium. And even though you have lower yields when you're accounting for costs, you can get that benefit, that feedback with those higher values. Now, incidentally, if you look at these patterns, we've got that conventionally fertilized two-year being on top, conventionally tilled fertilized two-year being on top for both the conventional production and the organic production. And, of course, you're lower and no input down at the bottom. These were very stable for the conventional management practices and very variable for the organic. We used those values, stagnant values over time, so we weren't accounting for variability in the economics on a year-to-year basis. So this is all yield that is showing here, the reduction in yields. And now we have those production systems. So even if you reduce your inputs with the strip tillage in the organic production, you're getting pretty much the same amount of dollars back. This was a soil health talk, so I did throw in some of these. I'm just going to quickly go over this. So it was only in the conventional management system that had strip tillage in a four-year where we saw an increase in microbial biomass. This contrasted with the organic production system where either we used strip tillage or we had the four-year, we benefited the microbial biomass activity there, and no change in the other ones. So it increased with strip tillage and four-year rotations. Soil organic carbon decreased over time, except in a few organic systems where this downward slope is actually not significantly different from zero. Doesn't look good for these production systems at all when you're losing carbon, even though we've tried to reduce tillage and hope that that would be gaining some input. So a lot of this did have to do with residue production. And the organic production systems maintain that soil carbon primarily because of the use of organic manures.
Let me step in here.
Okay.
If somebody needs to go to another presentation, this is our last talk. If you want to stay here, you're more welcome to, but if you need to get to another one.
Okay. And I just have one more slide here that I did want to evaluate some efficiency of this production system. So I took a chance here and mapped energy intensity on the bottom. This is the amount of energy use in that system per yield output, ranging from 1 to 2 megajoules per megagram of grain or forage. Versus the annual operating costs. Now, these operating costs were published by Dave Archer in 2007. And you can see that the patterns hold between organic and conventional production systems very easily. But on this end, we've got this grouping of the four-year rotation where we have actually increased the efficiency of this production systems as we've lowered the costs and the energy of the production systems themselves. So, and I will just stop there and let you all ask questions if you want, or ask the other authors that presented questions. So thank you for your attention.
Yeah, first off, thank you.
Okay.